Hi guys, and welcome to the Whole Kit and Caboodle podcast. I'm Casey Hyman. Every other Tuesday, we'll talk about something cat-related. We'll cover the various breeds, safety and health topics, and those quirky habits that make our cats so hilariously unique, as well as how to correct problem behaviors. This week, we'll discuss how to help your kitty adjust to a new home. Whether you just adopted her or you're moving to a new space, there are steps you can take to make a very stressful situation easier for her so she can feel at home again. I'm grateful to you, my listeners, because you allow me to do what I love. So let me know how I'm doing. Reach out on Facebook and Instagram at Kitten Caboodle Pod and Twitter at Kitten K Pod. You can also find the show on YouTube. Just do a search for the Whole Kitten Caboodle. If you enjoy today's episode, please leave a 5-star review wherever you listen. It may seem trivial, but it really does help. If you'd like to monetarily support the show and local shelters, you can do so on my Anchor page at anchor.fm/kittencaboodlepod. You can also make a direct donation on my website at positivecatitudebehaviorist.com/mystory. Should you encounter a behavior problem with your cat that requires my professional services, you can contact me through my website, positivecatitudebehaviorist.com. You'll find my rates on the consultation page, as well as an informational packet outlining behavior basics that you can download for a small fee. If you'd like to hear more episodes, you can listen to the Whole Kit and Caboodle on most major podcast directories. One of the most frequent questions I see in discussion forums for cat parents is how to help our kitties settle into a new home. Many of these folks have adopted a new pet and are bringing them home for the first time. Some are moving to a different living space and want to know the safest ways to minimize the stress on their cats. Others are new to rescue and have brought in a stray or feral from the streets and feel they could adjust to living indoors with the right guidance. Whatever the circumstance, it's important to remember that owning territory is everything to cats. Moving house is stressful enough for humans, so imagine the strain it puts on our pets. It's never advised to just let your kitty out of her carrier and let her explore the new space on her own. It's too much too soon and will overwhelm her and add to her already high stress levels. Rather, you need to show your kitty that she's safe and welcome in this new home. But you'll also need to stay patient with her. She'll settle in on her own terms in her own time. Some cats will adjust quickly. Others may take weeks or even months. It's basically a reintroduction process, and because of this, it's crucial to follow certain steps before you even bring your pet home. The first thing you need to do is choose a single room for your cat to settle in. This will serve as Kitty's home base. Ideally, the space should be one that's not too busy, such as a spare bedroom, and you need to be able to cut off access to the rest of the house. This may seem cruel, but rest assured it's not. Cats want territory, but they don't want it all at once. You need to start off small and gradually expand that territory. If you start too big, your pet will get overwhelmed with a need to defend the entire space. And if she feels this way, she may start to misbehave. Namely, she's far more likely to pee as a way to tell everyone else, "This is my space, back off." And when this becomes habit, it can be a tough one to break. Shy cats will prefer a quiet room where their humans can sit and visit with them a few times throughout the day while they get used to the atmosphere of their new surroundings. More confident and friendly cats will probably be okay with a room closer to the noisy living room, but don't assume you can move quicker with them than with more reserved pets. Even kitties that love people will still need time and space to reassure themselves their new home is safe. Next, make sure you set up various hiding places throughout the room. Cats like to hide because small spaces give them a chance to decompress and feel safe when things get too overwhelming. Even the most confident kitty will hide now and again, even if you never actually catch him at it. Just as people need to decompress when we're stressed, so do our pets. So identify where in the room your kitty is likely to hide out. These places can be under a bed, inside a closet, or any spot that feels small and confining. It's never a bad idea to set up a cardboard box or two in opposite corners of the room, and you can make them more comfortable by placing a cat bed or even a thick towel inside. If you have a cat tree, especially if it's the kind with cubbies to hide in, place it by the window so they can look outside at the birds and squirrels. Whenever you find your cat in one of her hiding spaces, you can stop by to say hi and give her a quick pet or treat, but otherwise, leave her to it. This is important in the first days after moving, as she's gone there to feel safe and secure in this unfamiliar home. Besides her tree and beds, you'll want to make sure all of your pet's essential items, aka the resources, are bought and/or in place before they arrive. At minimum, this means the litter tray and her food and water dishes. Most cats dislike having their litter close to their food and water, so keep them in separate corners of the room, but within easy reach of her hiding spots. Set them too far away, and she may simply stop eating and start peeing wherever she's decided to roost. If you're adopting or rescuing a new pet, you'll have to buy new toys, scratching posts, beds, and other things so she can put her scent on them and establish a comfortable living space. But if you and your cat are already established and just moving, make sure to put her things with her scent already on them into the room with her. Whatever toys you leave, make sure they can safely be played with when you're not there. For now, put away the ones with strings or anything she can chew on and swallow that might create a choking hazard. Toy mice and similar toys are best. You'll also need to cat-proof the room to make sure it's safe and free of hazards. The easiest way to describe it is to proof the space like you would for a human child. Lock away cleaning products, disinfectants, medications, and anything else she could get into that might cause her harm. It's not the worst idea either to add child-proof locks to cupboards, doors, and drawers. Even if your pet has never done so before, she may teach herself to open these things if she's curious or nosy enough. If you keep plants, or plan to, keep them out of her home base for now. You should also talk to your vet and research to make sure those plants are not toxic to your kitty. I'm doing a multi-episode series this season on toxic plants, so you can also listen to those if you need a starting point. Your cat will also need comfortable and warm places to sleep. We've mentioned setting up beds, but you may need to experiment with where you put them. Some kitties prefer them to be in high places so they can watch what's going on around them, and it's also a way to feel more safe and secure. If you can, put several around the room at various height levels to give her a choice. Remember to clear off any valuables or breakable trinkets from those shelves. In fact, it's probably best to put them in a display cupboard or even pack them away for now. When the time comes for your kitty to expand into other areas of the house, don't forget to cat-proof these places before you let her roam. Not all cats respond to pheromones, but it never hurts to try them, especially when your kitty is adjusting to a new home. Feel-Away is generally considered the best brand, and I can attest to having great success with their multi-cat diffusers. While pheromones come in a number of forms, diffusers are the easiest to use. Simply plug them into an outlet and they'll emit a synthetic version of scents that cats naturally give off from the scent glands in their cheeks. The multi-cat diffusers give off the ones given by mother cats to their kittens to have a calming effect and minimize the desire to pick a fight with other cats. Make sure though that you don't tuck the diffusers behind a piece of furniture or into a tight corner. They work best when out in the open so the pheromones can spread throughout the room. If possible, you'll also want to plug them in at least a day before your kitty comes home, so they walk into the calmest environment possible. If not, then plug them in as soon as you can. Most cats respond positively within the week, but give the diffusers at least a month before deciding they don't work. In the first few days, or maybe even weeks, your kitty will not be familiar with their new home and may be scared. A frightened cat's instinct is to try to escape. If the door or a window are open even the slightest little bit, they will fight to get through it and make a mad dash for the outdoors. So keep all windows and doors secure, even if you're confident your pet can't escape. Block off all cat flaps and chimneys. Yes, cats can get up the chimney. Just in case yours manages to slip out of the room and into the rest of the house. And always make sure you know where your pet is before you leave her room. Make sure everyone understands these special rules, especially the kids, and enforce them as strictly as possible. One single slip-up is all your kitty needs to sneak away and disappear from your home. Now that your house and your cat's home base are ready to go, the next step is to safely transport your pet to help her settle in. We'll go over all of this in the second half of the episode. Hi listeners, Casey here. I want to take a minute to let you know about another way that you guys can help support me and the work that I do, podcast memberships. While I'm open to relevant sponsorships, I'd prefer to keep this podcast ad-free while also keeping it free to listen. Unfortunately, running a podcast is not free, and neither is hosting a website. So if you'd like to support the podcast, you can sign up for a monthly or yearly podcast membership. Members will get 2 extra episodes every month. Sometimes it'll be stories about my kitties, member stories, or cat-related news I find while perusing the internet. You'll also get exclusive access for a members-only Discord, where you can chat with me and with each other, and access to my private cat videos on TikTok. And while I keep rough episode transcripts available for free to improve accessibility, members can download cleaned-up versions, kind of like a mini-info packet for that particular topic. Membership costs only $7.99 a month, about the cost of most streaming services these days, or $95.88 for a full year. To join up, hop over to my website, positivecatitudebehaviors.com, and click on the membership tab. Payment is handled through PayPal for added security, and at no point do I have access to your payment information. Thanks so much for the support, everyone. Now, let's get back to the episode. For the most part, you can get your cat's home base room set up in a couple of hours. It's best if you can do it before you bring your pet home, but if you're moving with your cat and it involves long-distance travel, you'll likely have to do a quick setup after you both arrive. During that time, it's okay to keep your kitty in her carrier. The small and confined space will help to keep her at least marginally calmer than she would be otherwise. You can also try calming treats or wiping the carrier down with a feel-away wipe. But how do you transport your pet to her new home in the first place? Well, there are a few things you can do to keep it safe and minimize her stress as much as you're able. First, make sure you load her into a secure carrier. Some are definitely made stronger and better than others, so do your research and go with your gut on this one. For example, I've found that the cheap carriers from Walmart aren't exactly the most reliable. I've had a door pop open because the plastic shell was too flexible and allowed the metal door to slip out of its hole. Thankfully, the cat didn't see the door open, and I was able to hold it shut until I got her inside. Since then, I carry all carriers with the door against my stomach. Not only will that prevent the door from popping out, but it blocks my kitty's view of the traffic and other goings-on outside and eases her stress levels. Talking to her the entire time helps with that too. Simply hearing your voice works wonders to calm a fearful pet. There are also various styles of carriers, and some cats prefer some over others. Since I care for several cats, I have different kinds and use different ones, depending on which cat is going inside. Some open from the front only, while some open from the front and the top. I also recently found one that slides open from the front, and works best for smaller, lighter cats and kittens. Whatever style you pick, make sure it's made of strong plastic, is lightweight, and easy to clean. Because I can almost guarantee you'll have to clean up a mess or two after you let your kitty out of the carrier and into her safe room. I also strongly recommend placing a soft blanket in the bottom of the carrier for your kitty's comfort and security. Yes, she'll probably puke or pee on it, but that's what the washing machine is for. Or, if you prefer, use a blanket or thick towel that you don't care if it gets thrown out afterwards. Also, throw a towel over the top of the carrier so your pet feels less exposed during the journey. If you're flying to your new living space, choose an airline that allows cats and carriers on the flight rather than in the cargo hold. Pay for her own seat if you have to. There have been too many horror stories of pets being killed by various things when packed with cargo, and to be blunt, an alarming number of baggage handlers don't care about animals and aren't exactly gentle. The only way to guarantee your kitty's safety is to keep her with you. If you're driving, you can use the seatbelt to secure the carrier to the seat. Make sure the lap belt wraps over the center seam of the carrier, and the shoulder belt can go across the door to further minimize the chances of your cat making a jailbreak. Face the carrier so your kitty can see you and you can see her, as this will usually help most cats eventually settle down. Don't forget to turn off your passenger airbag. If you get into an accident, that airbag will exert enough force that it may injure your pet or break the carrier and allow her to escape. If you don't know how to turn it off, or you're not sure it's off, it's better to put your pet in the back seat instead. Transporting multiple pets in multiple carriers can present a challenge with seatbelts alone. Depending on the size of the carriers, there may not be enough space to work with the belts. If this is the case for you, stop by a local hardware store and get an assortment of various sized bungee cords. All cars built after 2002 will have latch anchors for child car seats. You can attach these bungees to those latches when seat belts don't work or prove insufficient. When you arrive home, put the carrier in your cat's home base, ideally next to one of her hiding places, and close the door behind you. Gently open the carrier and allow her to come out and explore on her own time. Don't tip or pull her out if she doesn't leave on her own. She may come out straight away and find somewhere to hide, or she may choose to stay in the carrier for now. If she does, take off the door and set it aside. Whatever your pet does, let her decide where she goes and what she does as she learns about and explores her new surroundings. And don't take offense if your kitty chooses to look around before she approaches you. This is a perfectly natural instinct. You can spend some quiet time in the room with her while she does this. Sit and read or look in a magazine, or quietly play on your phone if you're bored. If your kitty decides to hide, it may be best to leave her alone for a while and come back to check on her later. Every pet responds different to a new home, so let her approach you when she feels like it. Don't approach her first, as another instinct may kick in and she could see it as a threatening gesture. This'll set her back, which means it'll take longer for her to settle in and may even trigger behavioral issues. Patience is crucial in the first few days. Some cats may even take weeks or months to get comfortable, so don't rush it. Also, don't worry if your kitty doesn't eat or drink for the first day. This is also normal for scared cats. And if you hear your pet crying in the room in the beginning, don't give in to the temptation to feed them or pay them attention as a response. This could teach them that crying will earn them a reward, and it'll become a habit to wake you up at 3 in the morning for food. Crying typically only lasts for a few days, so do your best to push through it. After some time, when your cat appears relaxed, confident, and ready to explore, you can let her out to explore the rest of the house. Don't introduce her to other pets or children during this time, and limit the number of visitors as best as you can. Let your pet get to know her new home first before throwing new people and other animals into the mix. At the start, you'll want to keep a close eye on your cat as she explores. If she seems to be getting overwhelmed, which may manifest as aggression or other behavior issues, gently take your kitty back to her safe room and spend a little time with her to calm her down. Always return her to her room at night regardless, so you can make sure nothing happens when you're not around to keep an eye on things. If your cat likes to spend time outdoors, wait to let her out of the house until she's completely comfortable with her new indoor space. It's generally a good idea to wait at least 3 weeks and maybe even 2 months before giving them even more new territory to explore. Resist the urge to let her out if she starts pacing and pawing at the door. Regardless of where you are in the process of helping your cat settle into a new home, let her decide when and how she wants attention from you. Don't initiate the first move or make contact in the beginning. Cats prefer to be in control, so let yours approach and interact on her terms. You don't want to overwhelm her or stress her out any further by forcing affection. Moving with a cat or bringing a new one home may seem an intimidating venture, but thankfully it's really not. As long as you approach the situation with patience, understanding, and a solid plan, you can help your kitty adjust to a new home with minimal stress and avoid triggering any behavioral issues in the process. Thanks for listening to the Whole Kit and Caboodle podcast. You can find more episodes of the show on most major podcast directories, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and others. If you enjoyed listening, be sure to subscribe and leave a 5-star review. It helps me out more than you know. If you'd like to support the show, feel free to get in touch via social media. Don't forget to follow on Facebook and Instagram at Kit and Caboodle Pod, Twitter at Kit and K-Pod, and YouTube at The Whole Kit and Caboodle. Don't forget you can also support me on my Anchor page at anchor.fm/kittencaboodlepod and make a direct donation on my website at positivecatitudebehaviorist.com/mystory. If you require my professional services, you can contact me through my website, positivecatitudebehaviorist.com, on the consultation services page. You can also sign up for podcast membership via the membership tab. I'll see y'all next time.